From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Obama administration is promising a review of airport security procedures after the Christmas Day attempt to blow up a Northwest Airlines flight. The Nigerian man suspected of trying to detonate explosives on the plane bound for Detroit has been released from the hospital into the custody of federal marshals. A court hearing is scheduled for tomorrow as the White House seeks to head off Republican criticism. The ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, Peter Hoekstra of Michigan, accused the Obama administration of being too lax in responding to the threat of terrorism on U.S. soil.
Homegrown terrorism, the threat to the United States is real. I think this administration has downplayed it. They need to recognize it, identify it. It is the only way we are going to defeat it.
Hoekstra was on Fox News Sunday. There was another scare on a flight to Detroit today, but the FBI says a man did not pose a security risk. WDET's Rob St. Mary has more.
2 days after a Nigerian man tried to detonate a device on board a plane bound for Detroit, another man became disruptive and was arrested. The incident occurred on board the same Northwest Airlines flight from Amsterdam to Detroit that was attacked on Christmas Day. Robert Ficano is the Wayne County executive.
He was not responding to commands, especially of the flight crew, and at that point they radioed it in. He would not exit the bathroom, and of course there's a real heightened sensitivity about these type of circumstances.
Subsequent interviews by investigators determined the businessman became ill during the flight. Passengers were detained for about 4 hours as the authorities investigated. For NPR News, I'm Rob St. Mary in Detroit.
The United States is condemning Sunday's violence in Iran. The U.S. says it's offering its support to the victims of the crackdown, which witnesses and opposition websites say left at least 5 people dead, including the nephew of an opposition leader. Thailand has started to repatriate thousands of ethnic Hmong asylum seekers to neighboring Laos, despite objections by international rights groups and U.S. officials. Dwalisai Kautau has more on the story.
In northern Thailand, soldiers with shields and batons are forcibly deporting more than 4,000 Hmong back to Laos. The Hill tribe people have been living in makeshift Thai camps for the last 5 years. Many seek political asylum, fearing persecution in Laos because of a history of fighting alongside American forces during the Vietnam War. A spokesman for the U.S. State Department said forced returns of persons entitled to protections is inconsistent with international practice. The UN urged Thailand to call off the expulsions, and Human Rights Watch in New York called the eviction appalling. But a Thai government spokesman said they have assurances from Laos that the Hmong will be safe back in their home country. For NPR News, I'm Dwalisai Kautau.
This is NPR. The one-year anniversary of the war in Gaza was marked by Palestinians Sunday. Shira Frankel reports from Jerusalem.
Palestinians marked the anniversary of Israel's offensive in Gaza with sirens and a moment of silence. 13 Israelis were killed during the 3 weeks of conflict. Officials in Gaza say as many as 1,400 Palestinians were killed, although Israeli officials insist the count was lower and that many of the dead were militants. Thousands of Palestinians are still displaced as Israel's embargo on the Gaza Strip bans construction material from entering the coastal area. Israel launched the war as a response to Palestinian rocket attacks on its southern communities. The relative quiet since the war has caused many Israelis to announce the operation was a success. In Israel, the anniversary passed largely unnoticed, with none of the major Hebrew dailies marking the day in their news pages. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Ramallah.
A church in Arizona is holding prayer vigils for a Korean-American missionary who is believed to be detained in North Korea. Activists in South Korea say Robert Park illegally entered North Korea from China on Christmas Day with a letter urging North Korean leader Kim Jong-il to step down and free political prisoners. There's been no word from him since. The State Department and the U.S. Embassy in Beijing say they are aware of the incident but have no details. China says a hijacked Chinese cargo ship and its 25 sailors have been rescued. The ship was seized 2 months ago by pirates operating off the coast of Somalia. The official Xinhua news agency says the crew was rescued early Monday, but did not say whether a ransom was paid or if the ship was retaken by force. A statement from the foreign ministry gave no details of how the crew was recovered. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.